Matthew 7:6 tells us, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you." I have been emailing an atheist, and everything I have told him, he has come up with a counter-argument about it. Even my best arguments, he will sit there and write out an essay about why he believes I am completely wrong. And it doesn't matter what I say, he'll find something wrong with my reasoning and think I'm a complete fool for what I believe. He is an example of having no depth of soil. In his instance, I'm not even sure if anything will spring up and wither. But in other cases, as this parable speaks of, there is some form of growth. The problem is, these are the people who, when faced with some kind of persecution, like being disowned or threatened with death or execution for being a Christian, they will renounce their faith. So when persecution arises, or trouble or distress arise, a person with a rocky soil will fall away and reject the faith. Another example of rocky soil would be those people who adhere to the prosperity theology. This is a theology that says if you are faithful and you do what's right in God's eyes, blah, 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 you'll somehow get rich and blessed and wealthy, and mostly wealthy. But the Bible doesn't promise us wealth here on earth. We're going to get treasure in heaven, but there isn't anything being mentioned about how you'll be a Fortune 500 mega CEO with a $1 million bank account. That's not promised in the Bible, and about the only thing God promises you in this temporary life is that you will get your daily bread. You'll get your needs provided by the Lord. You can expect that. And even if you don't get everything in that regard, you'll still get the important daily bread of His Word. And you'll have salvation and you will be rewarded in heaven. But some people think that they're going to get some money by, I don't know, putting money in the offering plate or being a holy person. They think they're going to get rich. And when they don't get rich, they say, bye-bye. And that's the rocky soil that has the spurt of growth and then the dead plant. Now you have other seeds that fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. When you have a person among thorns, it can mean one of several things. The thing that comes to my mind most often is the super popular wealthy guy. When God sends His word to them, He is occupied with pleasing His friends, keeping up His stocks, buying a yacht, taking his kids to soccer. Not that soccer's bad, just, you know, if you have all these little engagements here and there, you might get God's word sent to you, but you're so busy that you don't really pay God that much attention, so it goes in one ear and out the other. Also, with having that many friends and being all popular, you get the word, and then somebody might mock you or make fun of you, or they might give you some other opinion about God's word, and then the word just kind of dies right there. They take the word from you, or, you know, they totally ruin the message. And then there's other examples. God's word could be sent to a person in a gang, in prison, and the person might receive the word and have a heartfelt conversion and everything, and it might even be sincere. It might not be just something they say to get out of prison. They might actually believe in Jesus and everything, and then something happens, you know, their friends get with them, and then they decide to go rob a bank, and then they fall by the wayside and give up on their faith. So, you know, that could be a situation where the word falls among thorns. And finally, Jesus says that, as for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, and another 60, and another 30. Hopefully, as you're listening to this, God's word is going on good soil, and you're absorbing it, and maybe you're thinking about this, and you're deciding to either commit your life to Jesus, either that, or maybe I'm preaching to the choir, and you simply should do some independent Bible study on your own and get further nutrients in your good soil. I'm sure this is sort of bad biology, but the point is that I hope that you have been blessed by this reading, and I hope that the Lord can use me to strengthen your own walk with the Lord. And now for the Old Testament portion of today's study. I will read from Psalm 1 because it is about the same subject, being rooted in God's word and in righteousness. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. That ends the psalm. As I mentioned before, the Bible's vision of prosperity is heavenly wealth, fruits of the Spirit. It is not so much of earthly monetary wealth, money or anything like that. It's not the same thing. Even though it does mention prosperity in this verse, it's not the same thing as the kind of prosperity that we think of when we see people in Beverly Hills or something. It's a different kind of prosperity, one more suited to what is pleasing to the Lord. Be watered and devoted to the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, please help us to receive your word in good soil. Help us to absorb your word and to grow in faith in you and in your Son Jesus, and help us to bring forth the fruit of righteousness and the fruits of your Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This concludes the pilot for Fuzzy Bread. I do not know if this program will be used on an actual broadcast, but if it will, the next series of programs presented once every week on Sunday will be including a short Bible commentary, as well as whatever else I can throw together before the next program. Thank you for listening to me. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you may email me at acktree@yahoo.com. That is the letter A, KKTRI @yahoo.com.
And if you're looking for something people entertain to do in between broadcasts, you may check out my website, which features more devotionals, cartoons, animations, and various games for you to try out. It is at http://
www.mogwai.com. Please visit and check it out. For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.